Akavam Bezicha for the Messiah, right? Those people have finished and they're Yom Tov, and I don't know, maybe you shouldn't say Tachlis this morning.
Okay, so another... Okay.
Good morning. Today's shiur will be on this past week's daf, the last daf from Seches Erevin, daf Kuf Hey. We're going to start with the Mishnah Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Learn this piece of Gemara. The Mishnah starts as follows: Sheret shenimtza v'miktosh. If a sheretz, a dead sheretz, is found in the Beis HaMikdosh, from the Shvatim have a special dinei tuma, is something which is tummy is in the Beis HaMikdosh, it has to be removed. The Mishnah says as follows: Machlek is how we remove it. Rashi mentions that this is talking on Shabbos, even though there's a Shabbos digger problem over here, a problem of Tiltul Muktzah. But like we saw in the other Mishnahs till now, that in Mikdash, that the special leniencies like Gozru on Shvusim, that Akapodim in this situation we're not concerned about the Issa Tiltal and we could remove it even if it's on Shabbos. And Machlekes in the Mishnah, how it's removed. Right, this Machlekes Mishnah doesn't have to do with Shabbos. This foul Machlekes. The Mishnah says as follows: The Kohen removes the sheretz behem yenoi. That's with the avnet, that's with the belt, big day kahuna. He removes it behem yenoi, shlo lehashon says a tumah, in order that he shouldn't allow the tumah to wait, to remain in the mikdash, to remove it as soon as possible, to find something we'll see a better way to remove it, to prevent tuma would take time. So in order that he shouldn't be shoye, the tuma shouldn't remain in the mikdash, to get it out as soon as possible, so he's going to take it out b'myene with his avnet. The reason why he's not doing it with his hand itself is because we don't want the kohen to become tame. This way will prevent at least the kohen himself from becoming tame if he's mitzi with the avnet. The avnet will become tame. But being that the avnet itself is a rishon tuma, it's not tame in adam, so that's why the person himself won't become tame. This is Rabbi Yechim and Breikah's shita, that our interest over here is not to be shoy the tuma, not to allow the tuma to stay in the mikdash, get out as soon as possible, and therefore we will rather be metame the avnet rather than being shoy the tuma. Rabbi Huda Omer, b'tzfa shel eitz Shelo l'rabbi says atoma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, we don't want to make anything more tamei. Any divikdusha tamei. We don't want to be tamei to avnei. We have to find something which won't be mabed at tuma. So he says that we rather go find atzvah shel eitz, some kind of tong, some kind of holder, some kind of thing that shelo l'rabbi says atoma. We'll see. Rashi says it's truly pleates. It's not makabel tumah, so we won't make any more tumah that way. So that's better. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it'll be the tumah will remain in the mikdash a longer time. Let's see the Rashi's over here. Look, Rashi koyim etziv b'miyena b'shabbes on Shabbos v'loy chayish the tiltel the ein shvus b'mikdash. We're not concerned tiltel. Like I mentioned, that's why this is over here. Lechayish the tiltul, we're not concerning, it's a mukta issue over here. Ein shvus b'mikdash. B'myeinu, Rashi says, b'avneitai. Right, that's the Targum word for avneit. The kohen is mitzi with b'avneitai, but it's with one of the big day kahuna. V'yavagav.
Is that the belt?
Belt, yeah. Belt. V'yavagav the metamelela avneit, shehu kodosh. Even though by doing this, there's a problem, some kind of problem. The avnet is kodesh, is being metamed over, which is kodesh. Hachi odif, it's better this way. In order that we're preventing the tumah from remaining in the azorah or whatever earring it is, according to the second half of the Mishnah. The other option would be leave it there and go look around for its fashal eitz. Shehi pshute kliyetz. She'ena mekabeles tuma. That would have been the other option, to find something which is pshute kliyetz, not mekabel tuma. Now, just a side question over here is that why are we looking for a kli that's not mekabel tuma? I mean, the problem is not to mekabel, not to tame something which is kodesh, to find something which is not kodesh. I mean, you know, why are we looking for something which can't possibly be mekabel tuma, pshut kliyetz? It's not mekabel tuma. You know, go and get something which is not a kli shor, it's not a thing, and then use that, right? And then if it becomes tuma, it shouldn't bother me. Okay, we'll leave that question. Akoponim, I mean, the problem of the rabbis is tumi is also something that shouldn't become tumi, right? But other things which we don't mind becoming tumi shouldn't be a problem.
If they have something that is makabel tumah, like a kli, yeah?
Yeah.
So then they'll have something in the mikdash that's tumi.
Okay, we'll see about that. We'll see about that.
They would rather not.
What?
Apparently they would rather not have that.
Okay. We'll see, right? That could be. That could be a cheshbon, right? Yeah. Right?
Now this svas, is it just a piece of wood? It seems like a kli. If it's a tong, wouldn't it be makabel tumah? It's a kli, yeah.
But it's you know, it doesn't have a, it's a pshut kli, it doesn't have a base kibble. The loch of a kli eitz is that it's only considered a kli from makabel tumah if it has a base kibble in it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So even though it could be used, but without a receptacle, uh-huh, doesn't have a not makabel. So that's the conditions, right? So what you're saying, we'll see, could be the answer to this question. Let's see. Now Rashi continues. Rashi says, "Uveyodov loy nogabo the loy nitni kohen gufei," and he's not going to be touching the thing itself, so the kohen himself won't become tamei. Hilkoch b'myene. That's why what we want to do is, being that we don't want to keep the tumah there, b'myene oichazoi, he'll hold the sheretz with the avnet, with the belt, with loinogabe, that he himself is not touching it. So there's no tumah, there's no tumah passing the kohen through touching it. The sheretz eina mitame b'masa. Rashi over here is mentioning different things with him. You know, other tumas, simply by carrying it, even if you're not touching it itself, Rashi says that the sheretz is ainei metame b'masa. The sheretz doesn't become, won't be metame the kohen through carrying. V'ha'avneit shemitme b'sheretz, and the avneit which is becoming tame through the sheretz, that ainei metame the kohen ha'yichizei. That won't be metame, even though the avneit is tame, now the kohen is touching the avneit which is tame, that won't be metame the kohen. To have the avneit rishon l'tumah, because the avneit is a rishon l'tumah, the sheretz itself is the avat tumah. We know that as they pass on tumah, it goes to a lower madrig, a lower level of tumah. So the avneit itself is a rishon. V'halocha revachas hi b'chol hashas, this is a well-known halocha, in Shas, she'en odm v'kelim kam tumma el mi'ava tumma. That odm v'kelim are not makabel tumma, only from an ava tumma. Right? We know that the categories are, you have odm v'kelim, you have oichlin u'mashkin. Odm v'kelim are only makabel tumma from a higher level tumma, which is an ava tumma. From a rishon tumma, something which accepted its tumma from an ava tumma, and it's a rishon, it can't be mitam odm v'kelim anymore. It's mitam oichlin u'mashkin. So that's why in this situation over here, the kohen himself is not going to become tame, even though the avneit is tame and he's touching the avneit. That's Rashi first says hilchus halacha revachas b'chol hashas. The gam b'mikra lo matzinu tuma lekelim ula adam. And in the psukim, Rashi says, if you look at the psukim, in the psukim talk about Adam and Kalim becoming Tomei, we only find that the Pasuk talks about them becoming Tomei, Elmen HaSheretz V'Hanavelo, from the Sheretz itself, or from the Nevela itself, Ketze Bahen, Shu Avatoma, things which are Avatoma, Aval Rishon L'Toma, Aval Rishon Metama Oichlin U'Mashkin, Rishon is not Metami Adam and Kalim, it's only Metami Oichlin U'Mashkin, food and drink, Kedich Siv, Pasuk says as follows, V'chol kli cheres asher yipa mehem. The Pasuk talks about the din of a kli cheres. Now, the din of a kli cheres is that it's some differences that it has, that it's mitame only from something comes inside of it, not necessarily not through maga, touches the outside, it's not tame, comes inside into its ave, becomes something even if it doesn't touch it. So the Pasuk says v'chol kli cheres asher yipa mehem. If they have kli cheres and something which is tame, an ava tuma falls into it, so it comes into the ave, into the ear space of the kli cheres, to have kli cheres rishon l'tuma, something which is an ava tuma came into the ear space of the kli cheres, now the kli cheres became a rishon l'tuma. B'kivon shenis l'sheres b'avira, that's what we're referring to, right? As long as once the sheres is hanging into the avir of the klicheres, that already could be metamal klicheres, even vaf pishloi noga, even though it didn't touch it. Special local as far as klicheres is concerned. And we're now going to be discussing a lot of tumah v'taira things, which will be a good introduction, because you know, in a few weeks from now, we're familiar that the psachim that is a very very famous sugi which deals with tumah v'taira. We'll have a little preface over here. Get a little familiar with this. Yeah. So the din of kli cheres is that it's mekabel tumah from an avat tumah, even though it didn't touch. As long as the dover tumah, the dead sheretz, was hanging within the kli cheres. V'hakli cheres metame mashe b'soichay, and the kli will as a result of this, now that the kli is tame, it'll be metame whatever is sitting in the kli. As he had a kli, right, which has something in it, the sheretz is lowered into that kli, the kli becomes tame, then it's metame what's in the kli. Yochol im, let's be curious over here. Yochol im hoyu kelim b'soichoim yitnu machmas kli rishon. One might have thought that, let's say you have kelim inside a kli, inside that kli cheres, right? The sheretz comes into there, the kli cheres becomes tomei. One might have thought, when the pasuk talks about that Kol Asher B'Seicha Yitma, anything which is now inside the Kli Cheres becomes Tamei. You might, that might have included Kalim also, right? And then if that's so, that would have given the implication that Kalim could become Tamei from Arishin. Tamei Loma, the post says Kol Asher B'Seicha Yitma, everything inside will become Tamei. And the pasuk continues describing what kind of things are inside which will become tame as a result of the Kli Cheres itself becoming tame. And we learn from there, Oichel and Mashkin kabam tum machmas kli, that only Oichel and tum, Oichel and Mashkin, food and drink, could become tame because of the kli which is a rishon. Ve'en keli acher metame machmosai. And another kli won't become tame. If there's a kli which is inside that kli cheres, it won't become tame, being that the kli cheres was a rishon. So a rishon can't be metame kelim. That's what the Gemara over there discusses. Let's see Rashi further. Rashi first says b'tzvah shel eitz, she put the kli eitz shel rav hazeh tuma. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The shita is that we want to use special h leather rabbi says atum. I know that we shouldn't make something else tummy.
Excuse me, what are the words shalhi hakol sochti mean?
Vishili means at the end of perek hakol sochti. It's the first perek in chum. At the end of the first perek in chum, there are mishnayos which talk about contrast of different things. So one of these things over there is a contrast between the dinei tumah of kli cheres and kli eitz, right, which discuss these things, kli matris, right? So that's where that comes in over there, which is doesn't pertain necessarily to the beginning of the Maseches Chum, but those mishnayos discuss contrast. So that's when the end of the parak, many mishnayos talk about different things. Okay. So once again, Rashi, it's fashalates, that's pshutakliates. Pshutakliates, like I mentioned before, refers to something which is straight. It doesn't have a kli kibble. Kli kibble. Right? The Gemara learns, right, we'll see when we learn further that the din of a kliates from the smichas apsukim, the sack, that it has to be, it needs a base kibble. Right? It's one of the conditions of the din of a kli eitz. It's only considered a keli, kelim are mekabel tumah, things are not kli matris, and different materials have different conditions what they require to have the shem kli. Shel rav hazeh tumah letamei ha'avneit, we don't want to be metamei ha'avneit. V'noichol ha'shoyisai shom, and we would rather leave the tumah there, v'lachzor acharei ha'tzvas, and to look around for the tzvas, milah rabbi satoma, rather than making more tumah. Okay, that's the first part of the mission over here, right, which again is discussing how we remove it. That the two paths we had to remove it, and one way is a quicker way, but you're being metamed avnet, and the other way is, if you want to not cause anything to come tummy, you can go look around for something that won't be mekabel tumah. But by doing that, you'll be shoyer the tumah. You'll allow the tumah to remain in the mikdash longer. Now the Mishnah continues. Mehecha matzian oisay. Where do we remove it from? Now poshet. This means is originally when you find it. Where did you find it that you're going to remove it? Rashi says, "Mehecha matzina se b'Shabbos." If it's during the week, so there's no difference. But Shabbos, there's a mukta issue. So on that, the Mishnah is saying, and we'll say there's a machleik, is where was it found that the removal will allow us, because we want to remove it, will allow us to not be limited by the Isra of Muktzah, right? And talk about it, right? And like I mentioned before, you see from over here that that it's this seems to be the Isser Tilta Muksan seems a little bit different than Shah Shfusim. Legozru Shfus b'mikdash, if it's not Legozru, then it shouldn't make a difference over here, L'chayim. Right, so it seems to be that the Isser Muksa was said, but there were leniencies in b'mikdash in order to be matter it. Akoponim, mehecha maitzin aysay. So again, what we're saying, what this means over here is that where do you find it originally? Right? There's a different question that if you found it further in, can you continue, not continue? Right? The Mefarshim talk about that. Sources about that. But the Mishnah itself is talking about where it was found originally. Mehecha maitzin aysay b'shabbos, that's what Rashi says. Let's see. From where may it be removed? So the first sheet of the Mishnah, Benanis min ha-heichel, min ha-ulam, u-mibein ha-ulam la-mizbeach. Different from Benanis. Benanis, from Benanis, the sheet is that if it's found any place from min ha-ulam la-mizbeach and further in, the heichel itself, that's what we refer to as the Kodesh, that was the place that the Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan was. The Ulam, we had, if you remember in the beginning of the Masechta, it's about the Ulam, that the Ulam was something which the Beis HaMikdash had, the Mishkan itself didn't have. This was an additional compartment which the Heichel opened into. The further part of the Heichel was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other side was the Ulam area. That was also a room. And Mibein Ulam HaMizbeach was that the Mizbeach HaChitzen, which was in the Chatzah, there was an area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, and that area had a higher level Kedusha than the rest of the Azor. So Shem Ben Anna says that this that we're moitzi it, if you find it on Shabbos, is only if it was found in these areas. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, no, kol mokim shechayav nazayin l'kom shen gos echatos misham moitzi in oisim. Rabbi Kiva says that any place, which is the entire Azara, which when one enters the tumah, we have the punishment, the mezid, chiv koris, b'shregi, chiv chatas, which that is the entire Azorim. So any place where the entire Azorim, if this sheretz is found, we could be moitzi, we should be moitzi, I have to take it out. Yushaya kol ha-mekoymus, and all other places according to each man the Omar, other than the place where he says, what do you do? If you're not going to move it, what do you do with it? Koifen lo psachtim, we covered over with a keli till after Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here because the next part of the Mishnah over here is a different topic. So, Rashi, first wide line over there in Rashi: Heichel matzinas b'Shabbos, min haheichel u'min ha'ulam, avol ba'azor u'koins bananas. However, if you find it some place further out in the Azorim, mechaseyu b'sir umnichat shetechshu. You cover it with a pat. This psacher that the Mishnah talks about, you cover it with umnichat shetechshu, and you leave it there till after Shabbos, and then you might see it. It's a tiltul. Kol makom shechayav na'azani koris. Rabbi Kiva Shita is that any place where bringing in tumah or coming in someone who's tameh, there's a chi of kodesh, he mikonas lebe tumah, dahinu kul azor. The entire azor has his halach there. If the sheretz is found there, we remove it. Shakal mekoymes, the makas, the makas isla, each one will point to what he holds, whatever place that we don't remove it, bananas kul azor, kiva lishchis, according to what are the other places? Lishchis are other rooms which didn't have Kedushas Hazara. Right? Even those Lishchas itself, there's differences. Some have Kedushas Hazara, some don't. Koifel of Psachter, What is this psachter over here? Sir Shalom Lechoshes, a pot made out of kapel, chasoyis and shetechshach, u'moitzoy Shabbos. Rashi tells us, Siroisov, m'tagmin, psachter vose, it's a tagim word. And the Mishnah over there, Talmud Amidus uses this term. Okay. Now let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara as follows. Omer Rav Tovi Bakisno, Omer Shmuel, Hamachnu Sheret, Hamtomi Sheret, the Mikdash Chayev. Omer Rav Shmuel. Hamachnis Tomei Sheret, the Mikdash Chayev. Sheret Zatzmoy, Potter. Someone hamachnis tomei sheretz the mikdash. Rashi explains that mean. What does that mean? First, Rashi kli shnitmei b'sheretz. Was someone to bring into the Beis Hamikdash a kli which became tomei through a sheretz? This kli is a rishon l'toma. It was mekabel its toma from a sheretz. Chayiv. What does chayiv mean? Rashi says chayiv chates b'shogeg v'koras al zdoinoim. Rashi says something which the Mephoshim are rather bothered by. That Rashi says that there's a chiyuv koras b'meizid and korban b'shoegin. These two things usually follow. Mishum kes mikdash Hashem timei. That because of this pasuk. Now the Mephoshim, if you look over here, see in this Rashi we have two addresses. Right. We'll start with the aleph. You see the aleph in the brackets over there. That's that goes hagro on the side over there, right? Nichtav b'tzido, like a side note, footnote. Who toys sefer? This is a mistake in the Rashi. This is a printing mistake over here.
What's the noon days?
Nichtav b'tzido.
Nichtav.
Nichtav, that's usually what it means.
Betzida.
Like, that's like written on the side. Right? That's like a footnote. That's usually what it means. Right? Sometimes it means nirbeinai. Who tois soifer? The behedya amrinon beteres kayanim. This that in Rashi it says that by bringing in a kli which has which is tome into the mikdash, one will be chayiv koros. That's a mistake. Badam term Teres Kehanim is very clear in Teres Kehanim. De'ene chayev malchus barboim. That's a chayev malchus, such a thing. If it's this that we find in the Torah, that Tumah entering the Mikdash is a chayev koros only if a person himself is Tumah. Tumah's on a person, that's where, of course, there is such a halacha. It's Mikdash Hashem Timah v'nechusa. The definite apostate that says like that, but that's referring to the person himself as Tomei, but not a kli which is Tomei. V'hevi'a Rashi ba'atzmoi, v'chein kosvar ha'raivid, v'chein Yushalmi, a whole list of marmakoimis, that the Vilna Gaon says that this there's no way to explain this. This is a mistake. Right? Toy Sefer, right? Sounds like saying Rashi couldn't have written this. Right? Now, if you notice in the beginning of the Rashi over here, by the Levim Asal Chai, you see that circle sort of with the.
Yeah.
Right? So this simon is a simon for the Gilyon Hashas on the side. Right? This is the Gilyonis of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is right under that Goyis Hagro that we were looking at. Gilyon Hashas. On this Rashi, the Masal Chayev Chatzos B'Shoegeg Ayin Taisis Yom Tovish Peridal Denida. He sends us, he gives an address over here to go look at a Taisis Yom Tov. The being in the fourth parak in Nida, the Masal Chayev Chayovim. That over there, the Taisis Yom Tov deals with a Rav that says something similar to this Rashi over here. He brings the Rashi over and he asks these questions. Right? He has a possible Eitzah, Mando Omer, and things like that. But this is what Rebbe Kegel is being murdered over here, that this is a big Chiddush, that there should be a Chiv Chatas over here. What L'chor should have been the Chiv over is a Malkus. That's what we're talking about, right? But not the Chiv Chorus, because the Chiv Chorus is limited to a person who's Tomei, who enters the Beis HaMikdash. Look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara, the Rambam is in Hilchos Bris Mikdash in the third parak, Halacha Tezayin. Hamachnis sheretz v'kayetze by the Mikdash, one who brings the sheretz and something similar to that into the Mikdash. Oy shehichnis odom tomei lemikdash. Harez echayv koros. That the Rambam brings that we're talking about if the person himself is tomei, the sheretz. We'll see the Rambam is paskening not like Shmuel over here, because Shmuel is machal between the sheretz and the thing which is nitna from the sheretz. And the Rambam, when the Rambam brings, Rambam Kipshut is bringing our Gemara over here, and the Rambam seems to bring our Gemara that we're talking about that the Tomei Sheretz in our sugya is a person, not a keli. The Rambam himself says clearly in the next halacha that even Malkus, yearly she'ein eloike el al begodim shem av hatumma, that even Malkus is only if a keli which is an av hatumma is brought in. Avol beged shehurishin im mechnis lemikdash ein eloike olof. Right? Rambam says that if someone brings in a beged which is a rishin, which would be like Rashi is talking about, a kli which is nitma. Rambam says, now you're not even loike. Right? You're not even loike that. So the Rambam, unfortunately, say that the Rambam learns all Gemara, that when the Hamachn is Tomi Sheretz, and more it's not clear what it's talking about, right? What came in. Right? Hamachn is, it sounds like you're bringing something else, and it sounds like a Ketrut, like Rashi, they're talking about a kli. But the Rambam learns the Gemara that we're talking about a person himself, which became Tomei. That's what the Rambam learns the Gemara over here.
It's a little schwer, the Lashon, though, isn't it? That's, I guess, why the whole, because Hamachnis sounds like he's taking something else in.
Mm-hmm.
Should say Hanichnas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we'll see what we might gain with this. Get to it. Okay, so let's see. Now, Shmuel is telling us a very interesting thing over here, right? Which seems to be, hard to understand. He says that if you bring something, right, let's talk about Rashi, right? If you bring a kli which was nitma b'sheretz into mikdash, there's a chiyuv, right? Let's farm, we'll call it a chiyuv malchus, right? But you chayiv for bringing such a thing in. But if one brings the sheretz itself in, which was the source of the kli, then he's not chayiv. Right, it's like it would seem to be. It should be a kol shekein. Right? What's the explanation for such a difference? The Gemara explains. My time. That's the Gemara's asking. My time. What's the reason for this? Amakro. The pasuk says as follows. Mizoch v'anikem v'shaleichum. This pasuk over here is the pasuk which talks about the iser of having, of bringing things which are tomei into the mikdash, sending things out. This is the Mrs. essay. Mizocha and the cave of the Shaleichu, a Zocha and the cave which are Tomei, you have to send out of the different machnas according to what level of Tumah. Right, Rashi Chumash brings Mizocha and the cave of the Shaleichu. So the Gemara says as follows, that the Zocha and the cave referring to the people is an example of what kind of thing has this Isser of being inside and must be sent out. Mishesh le Tayre be Mikvah. Yotze Sheretz Shein Le Taidim. That when the Pasuk speaks out this specific Zohar Nekeva as being an example of a kind of thing which has to be sent out, which is also to be in there, the Torah says Zohar Nekeva because Zohar Nekeva has a certain description in it which is a condition to this Isser. Something, Zohar Nekeva, they have a Taira B'mikvah, they can become, their Tumah could be removed. They could have Taira B'mikvah. So that's to exclude or sheretz. The sheretz itself, that excludes the sheretz itself. Yotz the sheretz, she'en le tayre. Sheretz doesn't have a tayre, even if it doesn't have any tayre. So he learns Xeris HaKosov. We still have to understand how that works, but he has a basis, Xeris HaKosov, that he learns that when the Torah says, gives us the example of Zohar and Keva, it's coming to exclude something which doesn't have any tayre, which a sheretz doesn't come to, right? So that's the basis of his halacha. Let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi's fellows. Mizochar and Keva Shalecha b'Mikdash Koi. Right, you're sending it out from where? From the Mikdash. Kidusiv b'Seife, as the pasuk says, Leitamus Machneim Asha Ani Shoichim b'Soichem. And by sending them out, then we won't be mitamei machneim. The pasuk Asha Ani Shoichim b'Soichem, that I dwell amongst them. Rashi says that refers to Mikdash. Okay. Dumya tizocha unikeva. So this is the pasuk speaks out what tuma you're sending out, or tuma which is a person which is tome, that tells us that those are the conditions for this halacha. Dum tizocha unikeva adam shi'esh le'tayre b'tefila. Person could become tor through tefila. Okay. Let's see the Gemara further. Lema misayle. Let's bring a raya. Before we have a raya to Shmuel, at the sheretz itself, one is not chayv if he's machnas the sheretz into the mikdash. Lema misayle. The braisa says as follows. Mzochan kev shalechu practically cheres the Rabbi Yisai Aglili. This Rabbi Yisai Aglili is saying that a kli cheres, there's no chiv on someone who brings a kli cheres into the mikdash. My time, what's the reason for that? And that's learned from mizochar ad nekeva. Kli cheres doesn't fit the description of zochar ad nekeva. My time alav mishum the less they tire be mikvah. Seemingly, it will be just like Shmuel said, that the mizochar ad nekeva is a requirement in order to have the chiv. It has to be something which has tire be mikvah. And that was the basis why he was mimai sheretz. So it would follow, according to that, that so too klicheres. Klicheres also doesn't have tayre b'mikvah. Right? The pasuk tells us by klicheres is yishov, you have to break it. There's no, you can't be matar or klicheres which became tamei. So this braisa, basically, which is mimayit, someone who brings in a klicheres, is potter, seemingly would be a raya to that the requirements of the chiv of bias mikdash are something, meaning something which is possible to have tayre b'mikvah. That's why kli cheres not, and therefore it would lend similarly to say that by sheretz also. Nothing more says no. No, it's no raya. Loi, mi she'nasa av hatumu, yotza kli cheres she'enei nasa av hatumu. Nothing more says that this braiso, which is mimayit, kli cheres, that it doesn't, it's not necessarily a raya to Shmuel that the reason why it was nismai, what is klicheres missing? Because there's a condition over here, yesh le'tayre b'mikvah. No, lo ilam, I'll tell you that what the condition that the Torah is giving us by saying mizochar nekeva is not tayre, you don't need tayre b'mikvah. The reason why he holds that klicheres is nismai because there's a different condition. The condition is there has to be something which could possibly become an avatomo. The Torah says, "Mizochar nekeva, a person could be an avatoma." So too, the chiyev is on only on something which could possibly have a level of toma of an avatoma. Kli cheres, we'll see, cannot become an avatoma. Right? Maybe that's the condition, but it doesn't have to be something which needs tayre b'mikvah. Right? So sheretz, right, which is definitely it's an avatoma. So as far as we're concerned, that's what I'm saying. So there's no raya from over here. Really, this price really does not agree with Shmuel. If you bring in a sheretz, you are chayiv because the requirements are not like Shmuel says that you need to have the ability to become tor b'mikvah, but the requirements are that it has to be something which could become an avatum. A kli cheretz can't become an avatum, as we'll see, but a sheretz is an avatum. Now, according to this it's a little more understandable. I had to understand what this din is. Why is a kli cheres? Of course, it's because he has a kosov. But after the Torah told us this, and the guidelines are something that could become an avatomas, they understand that that's a certain chayim, a certain stringency. Something which could have that level of tumah is where this chiv was said. If something can never reach that level of tumah, so it doesn't have that stringency. We understand it that way, right? A little more vertical. The way Shmuel saying that mishesh tied of a mikvah, right? That needs a little bit of beer. That we would think that something which doesn't have tahara is more chomer, right? So, right? Is there more of a reason why it should be a chiv? Why is there a reason that it doesn't have the chiv? Right? Okay. So it means it's exeris akosov. The Torah tells us that's how it is. But just to just see why that should be, that needs a little more explanation. According to Rabbi Shmuel setting it up, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lila, we're saying we could hear the direction of the thing because the Torah is requiring a certain chomer. Akoponim, let's see. So the Gemara is saying, therefore, it's not a raya from over here because we could understand the meat of kli cheres is not because of Shmuel's guidelines, because you need something which has tarab and mikvah. It could be because of something else. It's because you need something which could become an avatom. And kli cheres can't become an avatom. And we'll see in Rashi why. Zok Rashi, prat le kli cheres. A klicheret which is tameh, shemichnis lemikdash potter. If he brings in a klicheret which is tameh, that's what Rabbi Yisrael Lila says. The ein loy tairam, the chsiv, this, right now we're going in the have meaning more, that we thought that the reason why klicheret is in smite is for the same reason Shmuel says by sheretz, the ein loy tairam, the chsiv oises is boirum. And when the Torah talks about the kli cheretz, which is tomei, the pasuk says, "V'oisay sishboiru," you have to break it. She'en le'tayde ela b'shirasay, that the only way that the kli can become tor is b'shirasay, by breaking it. By breaking kipshuta, that it becomes ois kli; it's not a kli anymore. Not the dine tuma, like we mentioned before, are dependent on a keli. Something has to have a toy that's clean in order to be makabel tumma, and by the same token, in order to retain the tumma, it also has to have a toy that's clean. So if we do something which will be mavatal the toy that's clean, the tumma will go off. But that's the only toy that we have by clean cheres. And that Gemara says, loy, lo'olam em lo'och ha-machon sheretz chayiv. Maybe machon sheretz chayiv because there's no such requirement for the chiyuv bias mikdash to have something which could become tor b'mikvah. The time kli cheres, the reason why Rabbi Yisrael is in my kli cheres is for a different reason. Mishum shenu roi lemedris v'liyoysoi av hatumah. Because it's not roi lemedris, we'll see what that means in a minute, and thereby becoming an av hatumah. The Rashi right now over here is talking about a certain way that a kli could become an avatum. The Gemara is saying that kli cheres can't become an avatum. Now, what are the ways that other kalim could become an avatum and the kli cheres doesn't have that? So one of these ways is the din of medrash. Medrash is a special halacha which was said by Zov, certain tumas which are yoytzim naguf. There's a certain chomer over there that kelim which are roil and mishka v'lemoishav, if a zov these kind of tumas, use it, sit on it, lie on this, so that this kli becomes an avatum. So this is one of the applications how a kli could become an avatum, and on that Rashi is saying kli cheres does not have this halacha. The time of the kliches from she'eni roi lemedris, it's not fit to be used as a kli medris from mishkav amoishav a cheer for a bed, and that way becoming an avatumah. The be'inon Dumya dezochu nekeva. The requirement of the pasuk, this is how the Gemara is saying that this Yosef Lila holds that you need dumya dezochu nekeva. What's that requirement? That you need that it's related to an avatomu. Pa'omim shu avatomu. That sometimes such a thing could become an avatomu. A person could become avatomu. Going zova zova v'tamei meis. A person either zova zova is an avatomu or tamei meis. A person which touches a meis, the meis is davi avos, and by touching the tamei he'll become an avatomu. There are other ways of receiving tumah from the mess itself. V'chein akelim nami, and other kelim also, hoyel uru'uyin liyosas avatomo, since other kelim, nakli cheres, could become an avatomo, kimoi zochu nekeva, right, that's what this should be, right, so, right, just like the requirement of zochu nekeva, could go in kli shehu roi lemedrish lemoish of hazav, a kli, which is not made out of cheres, a kli, a different kli, which is roy for medrash ulamoish of hazav, have avatoma that will become an avatoma aydei medrash sel zav, and thereby metamin odom v'kelim, and this keli will become an avatoma, and like we saw before, an avatoma could metame odom v'kelim. Kidach siv, the pasuk says v'hayoyishev al kli asher yoshalu hazav yitmo. Someone who sits on the kli that is of Zenon, the person becomes Tomei. If the person becomes Tomei, the person only becomes Tomei from Avatoma. So that tells us that this, the Moish of Hazav, this kli medrash became an Avatoma, and that's why it could be Mitame, the person who comes in contact with it. So HaMachnis and LeMikdash, now this is important, right? What we're saying, this is a requirement. You need something which is really to become an avatoma. We're not saying that only if you bring in something which is an avatoma, right? Something which has the ability to become avatoma. So now, even if today it's on a lower level, it's only a rishon, but you also have the chiv over here. That's why I was saying hamachnisen v'mikdash afik shem yishainim. Even when this kli today its tuma level is a lower level is a rishon, kigoin shenitma b'maga hazav, it became tomei by touching a zav, or in the goy be medrash hazav, or touched the medrash hazav, which is the av, or b'sha'avas atoma, or it came in contact with other avas atoma, so that's why now it's a rishon. He's chayev because it's roy. This kli is roy. It's possible for it to become an av atoma. Yotza kli cheres. This excludes a kli cheres. In an as av atoma, a kli cheres can never become an av atoma. She'ein l'cho kli nasa avatomo letame odom oy keli elu medrus hazav ki depreshus leil. That the only way a kli could become an av that should have the ability, this higher level of tomo to metame odom oy keli, is we'll see one of two ways, either through medrus hazav, that it'll because it's used as clay, a kli from mishkav and moshav hazav, oy maga hames, or else by touching a mess. Mess is the only thing which starts at a higher level. It's called davi avos. So that's why whatever touches the mess, the next level, low level, is an avatoma. But not a mess, the mess avi avos atoma. The mess itself is a higher level avi avos atoma. Kidachsib b'zayis chukas. As the pasuk says, parashas chukas, b'kli oy ba'odom shenaga b'mess, concerning a clear person that touches the mess itself, we're talking about that something touched a person or a keli which came in contact with the mess. Pirish nefesh hanegas boy b'tomei zeh. What the pasuk is saying, that a person which touches this thing which became tomei by coming in contact with the mess, shenitma b'mess, Tidmat ha'orav, he's Tomei. And he needs tefillah b'mikvah and herev shemesh. V'holei motzes l'meimah d'hai v'nefesh ha'negas b'negeb m'meis atzmi ka'omar. And Rashi says that don't learn the pasuk. It seems to be that the pasuk is not so simple over here, and therefore one might have thought that The hanefesh hanegas is referring to the one who touches the mess itself. And then Rashi says, no, v'holoi matzis l'meimra, the hanefesh hanegas, which is titna'at ha'orav, is b'negeb mess atzmi komar. He's talking about the one who touched the mess. The imkein, toboshive ika, because its din is not titma'at ha'orav. It does kuma shiva, and it has always paradum, it has a different way of becoming tor. Fine. So almo, tome mess av ha'tomo, mashvilei kro, that we see that someone who becomes tome from a mess, the Torah makes that into an avatom, the tame odom. Hilkoch, kli cheres. So now Rashi says as follows, right? To explain to us, we just talked about the different apprentices, how a different keli could become an avatom. And we'll Rashi can explain now why both of those options don't apply to kli cheres. Hilkoch, kli cheres, ein anas avatom klal. Why? The medris loichazi mishum denishba. Medris, it's not fit for because the kli cheres is made out of clay. Nishbar, it breaks. The sanya behedya perka bekiv mistecha Shabbos medris kli cheres tohor. And the Gemara says over there in Shabbos clearly medris kli cheres tohor. Even if it's used as that, but it doesn't get that status. Now, for those who remember the sugya over there, that it's not as simple as it would be, because I mean the Gemara over there has a number of different mekaris. Gemara learns from sukim to this halacha. If it was just as simple as this, that you know that it can't function as a kli medrash because it'll break if you sit on it, then you have to know why you need sukim, right? Gemara has a whole sugya over there, right? Okay, we'll leave that ha'ora. But that's a Gemara that Rashi quotes that medris klis cheres are tohor, right? It doesn't have the din of medris. That's what it means. That's the chomer of kli medris. Now Rashi over here now talks about the second option. What about touching or coming kli cheres, which will come in contact with a mess? By the maga nami lehav avatomo dechsiv leel, he threw a mess. The pasuk when it talks about the din of a mess, making something into a rishon, the pasuk says that the entire process of this thing which becomes tamei by coming in contact with the mess, that it has to be. Maybe they change it. But the pasuk says that he has to be sprinkled by the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And then the pasuk continues, which tells us the halacha of Tumah, that this thing which has the requirement of Hazoas Parah Aduma to become Tor, it has a din of an avatoma that klash yigabay will be metame. It will be metame adam v'kelim because it has the chashivas of an avatoma. So Rashi says as follows: we learn from over here from the smichas, from the connection of these two psukim, kol hech dekrin be vechitay diyeshay tayra b'tfila, that there's a condition over here. Only something which has the din of a chitay b'yayim hashlishi, which means Rashi says the yesh le'tayre b'tfila, k'rin be'ev ha'nefesh hanegas titmo. There's a connection over here. The pasuk tells us that a person, let's say, which touches a mess, this person, in order for him to become tor, he has the din of hazor shlishi yushvi and tfilas mikvah to become tor. And before that, before he becomes tor, if he touches anything, even adam v'kelim, he'll be metamnim because he's an avatum. That's what the pasuk says. So Rashi says that the Gemara learns from over there that the level of avatuma by touching a mitz is only to one which is possible by him, v'chitei b'yam ha'shlishi, that the taira is through the hazoras paraduma and the tefillah. Rashi says that it's not subject to tefillah. That's what Rashi says. The tefillah aspect So Klicheres doesn't have a way of becoming Torah through Hazaras Parah Aduma, since it requires Tefillah. So by the same token, it's not going to, in the first place, receive that level of Tumah to be able to be Metame Adam V'Kelim. So that means like this, that Rashi is saying over a drasha that the conditions of something getting the level of an Avat Tumah by coming in contact with a mess is only the kind of thing which it itself could become Tahor through Tefillah. Kli Cheres, which can become Tahor from Tefillah, so when it comes in contact with a mess, it's not going to have that level, the higher level of Tumah, of becoming an Avat Tumah. It'll be a Rish, but it won't be... So therefore, a kli cheres doesn't have the din of a chitay mevi shlishi. So therefore, a kli cheres, even though it's a kabbal tumah from a mess, but it's not going to have the level of tumah which has the din of a nefesh hanigas. It won't be able to be metame adam v'kelim because it doesn't become an avat tumah. Interesting, the Rambam says over this halacha. See, in Rashi, Rashi says that klicheres is excluded because it's not yeshli tied to mikvah. Right? You know, there's two parts to the tied. There's hazos efer para, and then there's the dinner of tefillah. Right? Tefillah. Rashi seems to be saying that the reason why Kli Cheres is excluded because Kli doesn't have tefillah, right? like we saw before. Maybe the hazor itself maybe would be shayech to that. And the Rambam it's mevuyah that it's not even shayech to hazor. Right? The Rambam says over this drasha. Okay. Okay. So far this is the Gemara over here being madche the raya. Be madche the raya from this braisa to Shmuel. Okay, let's just quickly see this Gemara a little bit. Zok the Gemara, neimo lemer ketanoi. Gemara says this din of Shmuel that Shmuel says that be machlen se sheretz is not bechlal the iser is machlekes tanoim. The machloikis in our Mishnah, first the ratio of our Mishnah, this is exactly what they're arguing about. This is what he wants to say. Nim ketanoi, sheret shem tzav migdush koyim et sivim yeinoi, shle lishis satom, rera biechinim bim broika, vim hu doimer bet sfa shleitz moit siya shle lirabes es atom. This is the machloikis we have in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara wants to say as follows, my lav, beho komiflegi. Zot Gemara, is it not that the root of the machloikis is in this din of Shmuel? The man the Omar Shloy Lishois, the man the Omar who says that we have to get it out quickly. Don't be mash at the tumor. And therefore he says take it out with the avnet, with the belt. Kosaba Machin Sheris Mikdush Chayiv. He holds that there's a chiv if a sheris is in the Mikdush. And that's why he says that you gotta get it out right away. There's a chiv of having a sheris in the Mikdush. Uman the Omar Shloy Rabbis Kosovar and Zoti Moro. The man the Omar who's not concerned about getting it out so quickly, what's the basis? Why is he not so concerned? Must be because he holds like Shmuel, that there's no chiv of having a sheretz in there. So that's why we don't have the rush to get it out. The reason why he could make all the cheshbonis is because he's not dealing with a chiv to get rid of the sheretz. So the more at this point holds that the only way to understand why we could make a cheshbon shleil rabbis es atoma, allow it to be there, is only if you hold that that there's no issa to be machnis, so there's no chiv to take out a sheretz from this pasuk. The reason why taking out is tam also other inyonim, but not that there's an issa in the Torah that you had in hachnas sheretz. That's what the more understands. That the only reason why you can make other cheshbonis and allow it to stay there is only if you hold like Shmuel. Right? Stay for the Zot Gemara. This is the machlokes of Tanoim. Machlekes Tanoim. And in Echinami, according to this, I mean, Shmuel is only going like one according to one man, the Omer. And that the Gemara says, Loi. The Kuliyam Lechayev. The Gemara says, no. Really, no one holds like Shmuel. Kuliyam Lechayev. Everyone is Lechayev. The Gemara says, and this is a chiddush to the Gemara. The Gemara originally understood that the only right that you have to your masha only if you hold that there's no chiyuv. And that the Gemara is saying that even if there is a chiyuv, nevertheless, that it's being that there's a problem of afushe tuma involved by being metame the avnet. So therefore, it's better to be shoyer the tumah, even if there is a chiv to have such a tumah there, rather than be metamed avnet. Now Tosis points out that of course Shmuel himself learned like the first possibility of the Gemara, so that's why at least he'll have a tana on his side, and he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is just saying that there's no, we're not forced to find a source which holds like Shmuel, because we could learn that they both are Gemara and Shmuel. But about this, the top Tosis over there, I mean, the second Tosis says, Shmuel, Domer Potter, Islay de Tanoi. Shmuel, of course, will hold that it's Machlekes Tanoim, like Mur Star, it's like Manda Omar Potter, and he'll hold like the Manda Omar Potter. Now, this Gemara, is, we find it shown a lot of times, on such a Gemara, because usually when the Gemara, usually how the Gemara goes, lemeke tanoi is really supposed to be a question, right? That what you are saying is not so simple, it's dependent on tanoim. And then the Gemara comes back and says, no, I could work out according to everyone. That's usually how the Gemara works. This Gemara, where we have it over here, is working the other way, right? This Gemara is saying, lemeke tanoi. The Gemara says, no, you're like no one, right? So usually that's not how the Gemara works. And you see, if you look in Tosis brings that there is a girsum. You know, Ben Chananel, who does learn like that, right? And what the Gemara says, lo'olam, that everyone holds that you're potter, right? And the machloekis is, you know, everyone holds that like shum that you're potter. Nevertheless, there's a man that holds that even though you're potter, but still there's a concern of shihi tumu. So Shi'i Tumah is not based on because that there's an Isser. Even there's no Isser. Right? That's the Girsum that Ben Achanal has. Now, Tosis asks on that as follows, which is something that you will Mo'ir. That if you learn that the Gemara is saying that really everyone holds that you're Potter, and that's why there's a possibility of waiting. Nevertheless, we don't want to wait. But on that, Tosis asks, like you murdered it, if you're gonna use the avnet now become a kli which is tami machmas sheretz, and you have an issa to have that in there, right? Whereas if the assumption originally was that to have something which has a chiv, you got to get it out right away. That's more originally understood, and then that Gemara says that, well, we could explain that even if you're potter, nevertheless, as one man wants, which says that you want to get it away quickly, fine. But according to this, if you're going to use the avnet, so what you're doing is that you're bringing something into the mikdash now, which has a din tumah, right? That's your amachnis tami sheretz. That's what Tosis asks over here. That according to Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa, it can't be. Because only sheretz itself is what the manda amma hold that is no chiv, but on the tomei sheretz there is. So how can anyone possibly hold, according to this, that you could use the avnet, because you're bringing right now you're causing a tomei sheretz, a kli which is tomei sheretz, to be in here. And this is what the Rashash makes the cheshbon, that according to the Rambam that we saw before. The Rambam learns that the Gemara over here, Tomi Sheretz, means a person that's Tomi Machmas Sheretz. Because a Kli, which is Nitma from a Sheretz, and the only Rishon, there's no Chiv. So according to the Rambam, where the Rambam learns the Gemara, you're not going to have this kasha. Tais kasha is only according to the way Rashi learns, Rashi says Tais learns more like that also, that hamachnis tomi sheretz means a keli, so then he has the problem that the avnet, when it touches the sheretz, becomes the tomi sheretz, which even Shmuel's masking that there's a chiv. And that's only if you learn that Tomei Sheretz in the Gemara, like Rashi, is a Keli. But if you learn Tomei Sheretz in the Gemara is a person that became Tomei Sheretz, then you don't have that issue in the Gemara. So then you wouldn't have Tosfos's Kasha on this Gisa of Ben Chananel.